From inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Roswell police have issued an arrest warrant for 36-year-old Jerry John Vedetta Jr. of Roswell. The warrant charges him with shooting at or from a motor vehicle, aggravated battery, and felon in possession of a firearm. According to Roswell police, Vedetta is a suspect in the shooting of a 20-year-old man around 9:40 Sunday morning. He had been shot in the back as he walked along Richardson Avenue. As of Monday morning, the victim remained hospitalized in critical condition. According to Roswell Police spokesperson Todd Wildermuth, that is one of several shootings that occurred over the weekend in Roswell, in which police are investigating.
And we'll continue to ask any member of the public possible piece of information to please contact us.
Eddy County Public Information Officer Jerry Strong is warning citizens about spam calls going out to them, with the caller stating that they are calling on the behalf of Eddy County. In an attempt to locate the person they were calling, she elaborates.
Those that have caller ID said there was no name that came up, and the number came up as all zeros, which is kind of suspicious anyway. We were just wanting to get some information out to our citizens, let them know that Eddy County is not making those phone calls.
If you receive a call like that, Strong advises not to give out any personal information. New Mexico public school students returned to the classrooms of their hybrid model schools on Monday. Here in Lovington, Superintendent Leanne Gandy was elated to see their students back in school.
I've waited 11 months to have students back in our classrooms, back on our campuses, and it was just heartwarming to visit campuses this morning and see kids back in school.
And that was the good news, but not so good, coming from Santa Fe at the state legislature, where an education bill to give school districts control of their districts and to have students return to a five-day schedule was tabled. Minority floor leader Representative Jim Townsend of Eddy County says they haven't given up on the bill.
Working on trying to get it off table and get it back, but it's up there.
Hobbs school teacher, 63-year-old Francisco Estella of Hobbs, faces criminal charges of sexual penetration of a child in 5th District Court here in Lovington today. The charges stem from an arrest in August of 2019. The alleged victim is a family member. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.